In today's video, we're going to be talking about the five fears that are holding you back from taking action and reaching your goals. And my hope is that by the end of today's video, you will understand which of the five are holding you back. And I'm also going to give you a couple of journaling questions that you can use today or tonight to just rewire your brain to just shift from that fear into action. So if we haven't met yet, my name is Mario Minert. I'm a performance coach, entrepreneur, and endurance athlete. And a lot of my clients that I work with, I really try and work with them on just being aware of this idea that when we are not at our best, it's typically a thought that's getting in the way. So anytime I have been experiencing nervousness or fear or self-doubt, I always try and identify what is the thought that I'm thinking that is making me feel this way. And this is one of the big things that I really work with a lot of my clients on as we work on their mindset and their habits and the systems of being a high performer. And fear is something that's really interesting to me because I feel like as I have signed up for big challenges like ultramarathons, Ironmans, and different things like that. As I've started a podcast, as I've started my business, started creating content, I've had to work through a lot of these different fears. And so fear is something that's very interesting to me. And the first thing, like before we even get into these fears, is to understand like what is fear really? And fear is basically just an anxious feeling that is caused by the anticipation of some event or experience. And most of the time, that thought that you have is a negative thought about something that's going to happen in the future. And when you have a negative thought about something that's going to happen in the future, clearly that's not going to make you feel great. And that's kind of what it feels like to have these different fears. But I've been thinking about this because I've been reading the book Level Up by Rob Dial, and he talks about these exact things. And when they were talking about fear, they pointed out that there are only really two fears that we are born with. Every other fear that we experience in our life is something that is learned from somebody else, or it's learned like we make up a story about something. And the only two fears that we're born with is number one, the fear of falling, and number two is the fear of loud noises. So if you have like a baby or if you have a small child, like they are going to have those two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Everything else is learned. So even just knowing that those are the only two fears that we have, everything else is learned, was kind of eye-opening for me because it makes me think about, okay, of these different fears that I have, where did I learn them? And that's something to be aware of. But let's actually get into the five fears. And you might already know some of these, but let's talk through them. Let's break them down. And as I'm sharing these, I want you to start to think about which of these five are the ones that really like resonate with me. Which are the ones where it's like when I'm talking about it, you're like, oh yeah, that's me. Because we're gonna break those down right after this. So the first one is the fear of failure. The first one is the fear of failure. So this is just the fear that you won't reach your goals. And I think we have maybe all experienced this before. Like, but what if I sign up for this race and I don't finish it? What if I try and start this new business and it fails? It doesn't work out. Like, what does that mean about me? And this fear is really interesting because a lot of times it leads to indecision and procrastinating. Because if you're imagining a future where you fail, then you're going to be thinking about, should I do it? Should I not? Should I do this instead? Or like, I'm going to do it, but I don't want to. And that's what leads to procrastination. And some people who have this fear might even tell people that they're going to fail or they're not going to do great just to manage their expectations. So it's almost like a strategy to deal with this fear before it even happens. And like you probably know, when you're thinking about how you're going to mess up, that's actually going to increase the chances that you will mess up. So the first fear is that fear of failure. The second one is the fear of rejection. The fear of rejection. So this is obviously just the fear of people telling you no or turning you down. And this can be a fear that you have in your personal life. This can be something that shows up in your professional life, you know, maybe asking for a raise, asking for more, a bigger project, asking for all of these different things that you might want. But this is really tied to the fear of other people's opinions and their judgment. And it can lead to social anxiety. So if you're afraid to get rejected, then you know, you're going to be, you put a lot of priority into what other people think about you. And that's why it just hurts so much when somebody tells you no, because it means that something might be wrong with you, or that's kind of the story that you tell yourself. So that's the second thing, fear of rejection. Third thing is the fear of success, fear of success. And this is one that some people are kind of surprised by, because you think like, why would you be afraid of success? But it means like, what if you actually get what you want and then you're on a bigger stage? Maybe you're in a bigger promotion, you're crushing it at work. Then what happens then? Because then you're on a bigger stage, and this fear is a lot of times rooted in the fear of change. Like, what happens if you succeed? Are you going to be able to handle the bigger role, the bigger spotlight, all of those different things? And again, it can lead to self-sabotage. So where if people are actually afraid of their success, then they're going to do things to diminish their chances of being successful so that they don't actually get what they want. So that's the third one, the fear of success. The fourth one is the fear of being a fraud. This is really where a lot of imposter syndrome comes in. And this is kind of the fear of being exposed as somebody who doesn't really know what they're talking about. It's the fear that you just aren't really good enough. Even though you may portray it in a certain way, even though it looks like you're an expert, there's this underlying fear that you just aren't good enough. And then the last one is the fear of abandonment. The fear of abandonment. So this is where you have this fear of being left alone. And a lot of times this can come up when you maybe are afraid of being, of saying something or doing something that might offend other people. They might disagree with it, and then you're alone. And this ties back to just the early days where it was just so important to be a part of the tribe, because being a part of the tribe meant survival. So those are the five fears that are holding most people back. So I'll just recap them. Number one, the fear of failure. Number two, the fear of rejection. Number three, the fear of success. Number four, the fear of being a fraud. And then number five, the fear of abandonment. And as I was reading those five different fears, the question that I have for you is, which one or two are the ones that really resonated with you? Which are the one or two that are really like holding you back? And first, like, just kind of sit with that for a minute and just be aware of it, because I think it might feel a little scary to be aware of it, but that's actually kind of the first step in like working through it, is just being aware of like, what is it that's holding you back? Because once you understand what's holding you back, we can start to analyze it and see, is it true, is it not true, and then come up with strategies to work through it. So the first thing is like, which are the ones that are really kind of holding you back? And as I have reflected on this, I think the biggest one that I think is holding me back is the fear of rejection. And it's interesting because like when I read like the fear of failure, I don't really feel like that one is that big of a deal for me, because I just reinterpret failure as learning, as growth. But the thing that does really hurt is when somebody tells me no, or somebody like says no to like my coaching program, or I put myself out there and I don't get like whatever it is that I want. That is the one that really has been holding me back. And another one is kind of that imposter syndrome. I would say that's another one for me that has held me back in the past, and something that I'm doing journaling exercises, working on all of those things to analyze it. So that's the first thing. Which one or two are you? And then the main part is, now that you understand which are the ones that are holding you back, it's like this question of, how do we actually work through it? And there's a couple of journaling prompts that I have for you here. And the first thing is to list the fears that you have, and then list out where you think you learned those from. So for this fear of rejection, for this fear of failure, where in your life, you know, from the time that you were a kid to the present, what are the experiences that you had? What are the conversations that you had? What are the events that happened in your life that you feel like taught you that fear? Because these fears are learned, and they're learned from experience. They're learned from conversations. They're learned from other people. And we just want to be aware of, like, where did those come from? And once we're aware of, like, where those came from, you can start to ask yourself the second question, which is, how can you release these fears and finally take action towards the life that you want? Because if you go through this exercise and you find out that some of these fears that you have right now are things that came up when you were 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, and you're still holding on to those, you really just want to ask yourself, like, is this something that I really want to hold me back now that happened maybe 20 years ago? Like, for example, for me, like, I tied my fear of rejection all the way back to, like, when I was in sixth grade and I wanted something and I didn't get it. And that's when I, like, the first, like, sting of rejection. And then I remember getting rejected into certain colleges. I remember getting rejected on certain job interviews. And I'm like 32 now. Am I really going to still hold on to this fear from something that I learned when I was 12 or 13 or 14? Like, it's just kind of crazy to me once you really, like, go through the work and analyze it. So that's why I feel like this process is so important. It's just to be aware of, like, what are the fears that are holding you back? Go through those two journaling prompts and start to reshift and reinterpret your perception of what happened so that you can move forward, take action, and become a high performer. Because a big part of being able to be consistent and take action is being aware of these things that are holding you back and working through them. So that is what I have for today. I hope that this helps. And if you want to go through, like, this process with somebody like me, I would love to do that just through a free 60-minute coaching call. That's where, you know, you can either do these journal prompts on your own, and then we get on a call and talk through your answers and talk about how can you actually shift into action and go after the goals that you have. Let me know, because I think that this is probably going to be one of the most helpful, beneficial exercises that you can do to fully step into that next best version of yourself. So that's what I have for today. Until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.